The message you're about to listen to is coming to you from the Porter's House Media and home of Porter's House Christian Mission.
Located at Bedford, Alata Village, off Ijebode Ibadan Road, at Debayo Ibadan.
Telephone 0803-329-1235, 0807-270-4630.
Come along with us as God's servant, Brother Shegun Ario, brings forth the word from the Lord. Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Kings chapter 10. And permit me to just read from verse 15, just for me to narrow it down to the main issue.
Right.
And when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, "Is thy heart right as my heart is with thy heart?" And Jehonadab answered, "It is. If it be, give me thy hand." And he gave him his hand. And he took him up to him into the chariot.
Jehu tun lo o pade Jonadabu omo Rekabu ti nbo wa pade re leyin ti Jehu ki tan o bere lowo re pe si okan re mo si mi bi okan mi ti mo si ori Jonadabu daun pe be ni Jehu daun oni bi o ba ri be fun mi ni owo re o ba na owo re si Jehu Jehu si fa sinu keke ogun re.
And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So they made him ride in his chariot.
Oni tele mi ki o wa wo itara mi fun Oluwa. Won si jo ke ogun lo re lo si Samaria.
And when he came to Samaria, he slew all the remain unto Ahab in Samaria till he had destroyed him, according to the saying of the Lord which he spake to Elijah.
Nigba ti won de Samaria, Jehu pa gbogbo awon ibatan Ahabu, ko si fi okan kan ninu won sile, gege bi Oluwa ti so lati enu Elijah.
May the Lord bless this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Ki Oluwa ki obukun fun oro yi ni okan wa ni oruko Jesu.
I am not sure I am going to do well, maybe I should not say so, but I wanted to say I'm not sure I'm going to do an elaborate teaching.
Mo ko fe wi pe boya won ni lo ninu eko to po. Sugbon mi o fe wi be.
But I just want to bring out some key issues.
Awon oro koko oro ni mo fe mu jade wa.
That you may need to chew at the place of prayer.
To le nilo pe ki o bes ni je won lenu ni bi adura.
And that may also help you to position your mind for a discipleship that will not make you to become crumbs.
Ti o si ran o lowo lati le pe okan re si ironu pe o ye ki o wonu ijomo leyin ti o ka o ye lati jere kabu to to.
You know Jehu.
Cho mo Jehu.
And I don't want to talk about him so much.
Mi o fe tenu moro Jehu.
This meeting has provided a platform for me to take a further peep into the life of Jehu.
Ipade yi o ti wa si emi pa pa loju lati mo iko ye kin tutubo ye aye Jehu.
And that I don't know many of the sons of Jehu.
Emi o ti e mo ko lopo awon omo Jehu.
I know some of his sons sat on the throne.
Omo ko lara omo re joko lori lori aga oba.
But I think there is something about Jonadab which I considered as a spiritual son of Jehu. I will tell you why my thoughts traveled that far. As Jehu killed some of the members of the family of Ahaz.
Bi Jehu se pa lara awon ibatan
Ahaziah. The Bible said, as he departed from there,
bi o se kuro nbe,
he lighted on Jonadab.
O pade Jonadab.
You see the word lighted.
Sori oro yi pe o pade.
I first encountered it.
Mo ba oro yi pade
with Jacob.
Ninu aye Jacob fun igba koko.
When Jacob left Canaan and he was going to Mesopotamia.
Nigba ti Jacob kuro ni Canaan to nlo si Mesopotamia.
When his father released him to go and marry.
Nigba ti baba re ni ko lo fe yawo.
And he got to Bethel.
What's it, the Bethel?
Which was known as Luz.
The
Bible says he lighted upon a place.
Is it Pade
that Yoruba Bible used there? Odin.
Ode.
Is it in Genesis 28? Verse 11 or somewhere.
Genesis 28.
Genesis 28:11. O si de.
Nigbat o de ibikan.
Good. Now, King James says, and he lighted upon a certain place.
O si de ibikan.
The word lighted.
Oro pe eyan de.
Is the first thing that. That touched my heart about
Jonadab.
And look, I am already begging God. That as Jehu left the place where it uttered the family members of
Ahaziah,
he lighted upon Jonadab.
Ode odo Jonadab.
Use it the way it was used in Genesis. He lighted upon Jonadab.
Ode Jonadab.
Good. As though Jonadab was a place.
Bi pe ni Jonadab je ibikan.
As though Jonadab was a destination.
Bi pe ni Jonadab je ibi ti eyan ma nde.
Ibi ti eyan nre.
Ibi ti eyan nlo.
I want you to listen carefully.
There
was an assignment in Jehu's hand.
Jehu only shekel lati she.
He had a definite destination.
Oh na ni bika pato ti o nre.
But
shugbon
in the pursuit of his destination,
ni le pa ibi tin re ni.
He also found destination.
O tu pada o pade ibi ibi ti an re kan.
Good. Now it sounds confusing, abi.
Mo fe da be ni ko fe ma lokoti koti.
Eh?
Abi?
Please listen carefully.
Farabale, teti bele je.
Because I don't know why the Bible will not use ni met Jonadab.
Ko why ti ye mi re ti bele o fi lo ede pe o pade Jonadab.
Because King James have used that several times.
Tori oba Jacob eda re mo so ben like moye igba.
Why should he use the word lighted?
Kini ere to fi lo oro yi pe o de.
That was why I took you to Genesis 28:11.
Idi ni ti mo fi mo lo Genesis ori keji din ni ogbo ese kokan la.
How Jacob also lighted upon a certain place.
Bi Jacob na se de ibi kan.
How Jacob arrived.
Jacob se de.
I said I don't know why the Bible did not use the word met, which should have been
alright. Or
found. When Elijah was going, he found Elisha.
But this one the
Bible didn't say found. The Bible didn't use the word met. The Bible said he lighted upon Jonadab. And to me, that appear as though Jonadab
Jonadabu yi
was a major bus stop in the journey of Jehu.
O je ibi ibudo pataki ninu irin ajo Jehu.
Good. Ibudo is very correct. A major bus stop.
Ibudo pataki
in the journey,
ninu irin ajo,
in the assignment,
ninu ise iranse,
and in the pursuit of Jehu.
Ati ninu ilepa Jehu.
This was a Jehu.
Eyi ni Jehu na.
Who didn't have time to talk to anybody.
Eyi ti ko ri aye lati ba enikeni soro.
When somebody said,
enikeni,
the king said, is it peace?
Oba ni se alafia ni.
Say, what do you have to do?
Oni kilo ni se pelu alafia.
Follow.
Oh yeah, tele mi.
He didn't have time to exchange compliments.
Ko raye awewa bi ka ma kiyan.
But when he saw Jonadab,
ṣugbọn nigba ti o to de Jonadabu,
he lighted upon him.
Meli wipe o de Jonadabu.
He arrived at Jonadab.
O de Jonadabu.
He reached Jonadab.
O de odo o de Jonadabu.
And you know, my first plea is that in this pursuit Jesus,
o si je ebe mi pe ninu ilepa Jesu yi,
how will you help me?
Bawo lo si rin mi na lo,
that in meeting me,
pe ninu pipade mi,
you will have found a destination.
O ti ri ibudo.
How you do it?
Bawo lo se si Oluwa,
that when you see me,
pe nigba to ba ri mi,
you will not think you met somebody.
Oh, ni ro ko pade eyan kan.
It will appear as if you arrived.
Se lada be ni pe o de ibi kan.
At where you are going.
Pe o ti de ibudo to lo.
Very strange word in the Bible.
Oro yi o sajeji ninu Bibeli.
I don't know whether the Bible used it for another person.
Emi o wa ti mo boya Bibeli tun lo oro yen fun elomii o.
I will search, but I have not.
Mi o ti mo.
He lighted, he arrived
Ode
at Jonadab.
Ode Jonadab.
Jonadab was a human being.
Jonadab bu eniyan sani.
And he was mobile.
O si rin lo.
But
ṣugbọn
Jehu got to him.
Jehu de.
Said, this is a major bust.
Ah, ibudo mo de yo.
As though
bi eni wipe
everything that God was looking for was located in
Jonadab.
I saw that this man,
who
was in haste, and I'm sure you understand why he was in haste, he had lost so much time. God never reduced his assignment.
Olorun o si din ise re ku.
And he didn't increase his time.
Olorun o si ge mu ojo aye re ku si.
He needed to cover the lost ground.
O nilo lati ri pe ohun bu gbogbo e se kama kama.
So he didn't have for frivolity.
Ori na ko ra aye awewa.
He was moving very fast.
O lo pelu are.
But
ṣugbọn
as Jonadab was coming,
bi Jonadab na ti bo,
he lighted upon him.
Ode Jonadab.
I'm asking.
Mo bere ni.
Why will God see you?
E ti ri tọlọgun wa ri o.
And be looking for another.
Ti o tun ma wa elomii kaakiri.
Why will God see you?
E ti ri tọlọgun ri o.
And will not find a destination in your life.
Ti o ni ri ibudo ninu aye re.
A place
ibikan
where he can light.
Ti o le dosi.
When Jacob found such a place,
nigba ti Jacob riru fe ibi be,
that was the place he slept.
Ibe yen lo sun si o.
He didn't see the need to feel afraid.
Ko ri eredi lati beru.
He didn't see the need to look for somewhere else.
Ori eredi lati ma wa ibomiran.
There alone.
Nibe ohun nikan.
He slept.
O sun.
Now I'm not pursuing Jacob.
Jacob ko ni mo nlepa.
And my pursuit is also not after Jehu.
Ilepa mi ki si se Jehu.
but I am discussing the discipleship of Jonadab that produced the Rechabites. That if we are not going to be rebels and we are not going to be crumbs, then we must observe this very closely. Now, can you come back to that first king? Second Kings, chapter 10 that we are reading.
Oba keji, orike wa ti anka.
Are you there?
Sure, ti debe.
Verse 15.
Ese karun din ni ogun.
He lighted, the Bible says, and when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jonadab, the son of Rechab.
Jehu tun lo, o pade Jonadab omo Rechab.
Coming to meet him.
Timbo wa pade re.
And he saluted him.
Leyin ti o ti ki tan.
Put it this way, and he saluted him.
O si ki.
Good. I am wondering in my heart.
Mo wo ye ni okan mi.
Whether Jonadab was his.
Boya Jonadab boya omo ogun lo na.
For him to have deserved a salute.
Fun Jonadab lati di eni ti je wo mo ki.
You know salute.
Cho mo pe
when a general salute.
Nigba ti omo ogun ba wa bo ba ki yan kan to beri fun.
There is, it's a different ball game entirely.
O yato
when military people greet themselves. And Jehu at this point was a general. He was a captain. And by virtue of his new status, he was the commander-in-chief. For him to salute Jonadab made me to wonder a little. Even though I may avoid it a little tonight, because I am pursuing something. And look, it's a plea for my life first. As the word of God was coming in the morning, It was heavy for my heart. And my heart began to search. How did the Rechabites arrive here? How did Jonadab enter into this? Because I am learning to know that when you see something that looks glamorous in a life, there is a secret principle behind it. I am not configuring my heart to pursue after the glamour first, but to pursue after the principle that produced that glamour. Because that is the only thing that will last. As my heart was raising, searching, I see the Holy Spirit say, look here. Look at this
place.
I said, but I've read this place before. I didn't take note of it. This kind of discipleship is a pattern that is not famous.
Oh yeah, on yomo leyin ti ko tabi ko ma saba ri be.
And you know,
awo,
I call it mobile discipleship.
Mo pe ni ijomo leyin ti o nlo ni rin ajo.
Ori rin.
O ijomo leyin ori rin.
Jonadab has brought serious trouble to my heart.
Jonadab tun ti da wahala mi ran si mi lokan.
Because I've been asking questions. I have been asking questions since morning. How many years Did Jonadab walk with you?
Ni Jonadab ati Jehu ju mo kan worin.
That produced this.
To wa mu eleyi jade.
As he saw him,
bo se ri,
he saluted him.
O beri fun.
I was wondering what kind.
Ah,
and wow.
Kilode,
he said, is your heart right?
O ni si okan re, so se bakan
re. As my heart right?
O se dede pelu mi bi okan temi se se dede.
He wanted Jonadab to speak.
O fe Jonadab soro.
He wouldn't have saluted him.
Iba ma ti beri fun.
Except for such heart.
Aya fi pe iru okan to ri pe o ni.
And there was no long story.
Jonadab
said, it is. Not it shall be. Not that I am thinking so. Not that I hope so. Not that I will pray about it. Not that I am perceiving so.
He
said, it is. And Jehu asked for something very serious.
Jehu bere fun nkan kan to lorin.
Say, give me your hand.
Owo re da.
Give me your hand.
Mowo re ni.
And Jonadab.
Jonadab
gave him.
O si na owo re.
His hand.
O fi fun.
I wonder what is in this hand. Could there be certain things that I'm holding in this hand that is hampering my life? Could there be crumbs I am holding here that is not making my hand vacant for the Lord?
For Lord.
Could there be something I am doing with this hand that has occupied this hand so much that it's difficult for me to hand it over? A right heart does not, is not reluctant to release unto God whatever he asks for. I don't know what the Lord could be asking for now from you in order for you not to be crumbs. Give me your hand if your heart is right. So he dealt with it in Moses. His hand is
hot.
But I still don't want to pursue all of that. Even though there are serious issues that I could pursue. Give me your hand. And
Jonadab
gave his hand unto Jehu. And the Bible said, he took him up. Now, when you hear he took him up.
Oh, fast, okay.
Now, you know we use that phrase also in normal life.
So, come on, look at the young man, pay the young man, why?
He took him up.
Oh, fast, okay.
No. What is the meaning of he took him up?
Oh, bah. Oh, it's okay.
What is it to take up something?
Lati mu, it's okay.
He took him up.
Oh,
when you take something upon yourself.
Okay.
When Jonadab released his hand,
Jonadab
Jehu took him up.
Jehu, why did Jonadab give you a
you see, we use it sometimes. You see somebody who is just roaming around. When I saw him, I just took him up. I started to change. He took that responsibility up. Because he gave him just what he asked. He didn't ask for so many things. Just his hand. Now, I said I don't want to go into elaborate teaching. I will go on to pursue the hand. And be pursuing what is it that the Lord is asking from you. First, I want you to know that if your heart is not right with Christ's heart,
it
will not take you off. Number two, the Lord was very emphatic this today that when he was talking about Lazarus, the way he was wrapped, and that Jesus said, lose him. And it was not Jesus that loosed him. I also want to say to you that if your heart is not right with the heart of the person God has sent to disciple
you,
he will run you down. He won't be taken up. You know, I'm still looking for Yoruba word that we can use for
it.
That is close, but I'm still not satisfied. I still believe the Holy Spirit will give us a phrase. Maybe they can still run with that. But please listen. As Jonadab gave him his hand, I hope you know that person that was to take him up was a soldier. And he was on a killer mission. The risk around
Jehu
is so much. Jonadab has no weapon.
Jonadab was near only Jakaka.
Ordinary one bullet, he didn't have.
Or Taibaka Pere, Kone.
He didn't have gun.
Kuniba.
No arrow.
Kunofa.
No bow. I don't know whether he also understood how to fight. No shield. No helmet. No breastplate. No sword. No boots. Nothing. And for him to enter into the chariot of a man who is a target of the enemy. For me, is highly risky. But listen. Jehu dropped everything in his hand. And gave his hand. I mean,
Jonadab.
And gave his hand to Jehu. And Jehu picked him up.
Jehu said,
from that point. And the Bible says, and this is beautiful, and took him up to him into the chariot. He took him up to him. Good. I am tracing something very small. But it is simply to raise a body. Just to raise a body of prayer. As he gave him his hand, Jehu picked him up to himself. I told you it was a destination.
Jehu
there was to be a transfer of life, which I think Jehu himself may not understand.
Igbe aye gbodo shan sinu ara won ti mo ro pe Jehu gan ko ye.
That's the word. The flow that must come,
ishan jade to gbodo sele,
can only be
only sele
if Jonadab was brought to Jehu personally.
Nigba ti Jonadab ba wa si odo Jehu gangan.
Permit me.
Damilaye.
I still do not think
mi o lero pe
that your discipleship will produce bread.
Pe idomo leyin ran yo mu nje iye yi jade.
When there is a distance between you and the one who is discipling you. I'm still running somewhere
but
I needed to raise those issues quickly so that I will not forget them. There is no way your discipleship will result into a
rekabite
if there is a distance between you and Christ himself. Whatever creates a gulf or a gap between you and Christ, that thing has capacity to reduce you to mere crumbs. It may look good now. As Jehu took Jonadab up, it's looking like it. And took him to himself. Into the chariot. I am praying.
What?
I don't want to do a teaching. The point at which this meeting has reached is not to open a teaching because we'll soon be closed. Is to create burden.
Lati mu eru adura jade ni.
Believing God.
Ka gba Olorun gbo.
That if you will hold his feet in prayer.
Ti how bad di lesse mu ninu adura.
You will be praying with definiteness.
O ma gba adura pelu afojuso.
Having realized areas where you are actually missing it.
Nibi nigba to ti wa ri daju awon ona to ti gba si.
That Jonadab did not produce those kind of children. Something produced him. He did not contact that life just like that. He met a life. He met a man. I was wondering in my heart, how can a man tell his children, you must not drink wine, you must not build houses, you must not plant
vineyards.
Where
did he find that? How can you make such commandments?
Well, you know, when I saw him with
Jehu,
and he saw how the entire family of Ahab was destroyed in a single line.
Timothy Lee, people go away, Ahab will be as a power on your jock.
He must have told himself there is nothing in this life.
If I had so far, the single colour you
power is transient.
Agbara, Utubante.
There's nothing in wealth.
So sing a canino.
Is this the end of Ahab? Where is the mighty Jezebel?
He said
it's gone. Dog finished. Say, ah! But every day in that house, they eat and drink.
Come and get your mom.
Is that the end?
Rosho, rosho. O ti pari nanu.
Yeah, we said that's the end.
Yeah, we know o ti pari o.
So life is temporal.
Se pe aye fun igba die ni.
Yeah, we say yes.
Yeah, we ni be ni sa kan ni.
So power is transient.
Agbara ama ku lodo eni.
Is that as it?
Olorun ti pinu.
So why are they not thinking?
Kilo de ti won ronu won.
Say, but Elijah told
him. Only should be Elijah. We
said, go home, eat and drink.
And
the man went home. He ate. He drank. Until he was drunk. And he lost his bearing in life. Jonadab said, my children will not drink. The discipleship that produced
Jonadab.
Now you see my pain. Is that it was inside the chariot. And it is not a matter of years. And this life was permanently affected.
Aye yi in ti Olorun si se nu re titi lai ni.
So how long have you been this life?
Dakun o da duke lo to ti wa ninu ko fe jomo leyin.
What has it produced?
Dakun ki lo binu re o.
I'm asking.
Mo bere ni o.
But you see the commitment of God to Jonadab.
Ma wo bi Olorun gan se fi ara re ji fun Jonadabu.
Jehu is gone. But Jonadab extended his life. Extended the life of Jehu.
Oh, Jonadab wa mu ki e ki aye Jehu ko tesiwaju.
Good. It is as though Jehu will not reach his destination except he reached Jonadab.
Jehu ni debi tin lo aya afi to ba de ibudo kan ti an pe ni Jonadab.
I sense in my heart. Jesus will not get to where he is going. Without you.
Life.
You are a definite destination. In the program of Christ. It will be wrong. Now every day. I wake up now. And I'm looking at Nigeria,
Nigeria.
And I'm wondering whether things will be the same
Mama,
in a few years time. You know that they arrested one man. Is it in Egypt now? Who was coming to Nigeria? And one of the chieftain of ISIS. Chieftain. When they said they are not seeing Shekau anymore, I was wondering in my heart if that man is not in Syria. To recruit people. To come and invade us. I'm not saying this to scare you. But I wanted to say something.
That
in the days to come, it will be risky to identify with Christ. And it is only men like Jonadab that will pose. Preserve the seed.
Ni o le je ki irugbin yi ko tesiwaju.
I see a king generation.
Mori iran to ti muti yo.
I see a drunken church.
Mori ijo to ti yo.
Unfortunately, I'm seeing drunken disciples.
Ah, o wa dun mi pe awon omo leyin na tun ti yo, won ti do muti.
We have lost our thoughts.
Ati padanu ero inu wa.
And I'm asking myself.
Mo wa bi ara mi.
How long will I be in discipleship? Before we see the temporariness of life. How many years do I have to spend for me to see the vanity of worldliness? How long? How long did Jonadab spend with Jehu? In a chariot. Mobile discipleship. And all that Jehu wanted to do. Said, come. And see. My zeal. For the Lord. Look, this kind of discipleship is strange.
But
do you know I realize that it is not strange?
We are the ones that have scattered it.
What did Jesus tell them?
Come.
And follow
me.
And I will make
it.
I realized that as he entered into the temple in John chapter
2,
and he took some cords,
joined
them together, and
he
took people out of
the
temple. The Bible says, the disciples, they remember that has been written
about
the zeal of his father's house has consumed him. What did they see? It was also zeal. And there was a permanent change in their lives. So I am asking myself, what have I come to see then? That my own life is not like Jonadab's life. What have you come to see in discipleship? Such that this thing looks as though unprofitable in your life. Maybe you have come to see something else. I told you I'm not doing an elaborate teaching. I simply want to raise body in your heart. I also want to pray. And it's not a prayer that can finish here. I'm telling you the truth. This is a matter that has become something in my heart. And I've been trapping instructions since morning.
There
is something that God has to do in our lives to produce standard
recovery.
Now, normally, I am thinking they should have been called Jonadabites. Because it was Jonadab that produced them. But he named them after his father. He has given Jehu his hand. There was nothing he's holding on to anymore. The discipleship that produced
Jonadab.
I am pleading. It was not only name that Jonadab released. He released pleasure of drink, security that house could give. One of our brothers just moved into his house. I couldn't be there. I was there to pray before they moved in. But the day they moved me, I couldn't go there. So the following day, very early in the morning, I was there. I said, how was the night? He said, it took me time to sleep. So I just opened my eyes. I said, me? me.
Emi na.
Me.
Emi.
Inside.
Ninu ile.
My house.
Ile ti mo ko ile emi mi. Emi.
I couldn't sleep.
Oni wo ti e wa ro orusun.
I was just watching.
Because I'm wo na ni.
What did God do?
Bo Olorun se se na.
Me.
Emi.
In the house.
Ninu ile.
Built.
Ti mo ko.
By me.
Ti emi ko.
Huh?
Ah.
He says, I'm so happy.
I'm
grateful to God. I didn't know it would happen. There is a sense of security. The house, your personal building gives. You will do what you like. Am I correct? That sense. There is no hand again. That Jonadab could use to hold it. He has let go. The discipleship that produced
Jonadab.
I see you in discipleship. But you are looking for security. Something tells you, if you grow in discipleship and you can teach well,
your
members will not leave you. You will end up in a crumb. Because you have not come to see what is right. But you see, as I close, so that I will not start to teach. I want us to cry unto God. I don't know how God will lead us. It may not be now that we are going to be praying this prayer.
It may be tonight.
I don't know how the Lord will lead us. But! I'm asking. Discipleship.
It's a long time I've been in discipleship also. It's about 20 years. What is the problem? How many minutes did he spend in discipleship? How many days did he spend in
Jehu?
He knows that this world is vanity. He knows that he's a traveler. He knows that drink is useless. Jehu never sat him down to teach him. Come and see. Just come and see my seal for the Lord. As he was seeing people being
slaughtered.
People who are hitting.
Ti won le mu, ti won fe.
Who could drink whatever they like.
At
the time they want it.
Ti won pa won bi broiler.
When he saw them being killed like broilers.
Jonadab,
he realized that this world is empty. He didn't accept that for himself alone. He transferred it to all his generation.
That discipleship.
Discipleship
is what I think God is calling us in. Stand to your feet. So this is not a teaching. I sense God wants us to pray. That God may light upon me. That God may not think he'll be looking for another. How will God meet me? I've not met my destination. For how long will I make God a wanderer? Looking for what is not lost. Can't find me a destination. A progenitor. A starter of new life. A progenitor of new breed. And we produce men after righteousness. Men that you cannot sway. Men you cannot distract. Men that can never lose their focus. Mobile discipleship. Produce this. And yet we are sitting down. For years. And nothing has been produced. God, you must help us. Maybe I will just ask you to pray one prayer. While I hand over the microphone, God's servant will lead us how we shall go. It has been a major prayer. There are other prayers, but this one has been a major prayer. That Jehu lighted on
Jonadab.
He
got to where he was going.
Ori down.
He got an answer.
Ori eni fishele lowo.
He got somebody who hand over to.
Ori eni feyin left.
He got somebody that could be there after he had left.
Ori eni to le fun lakara ti oni jerun.
He got somebody who could give the bread to and he will not squander it.
Ori eni ti o le ko aye re ran.
He saw somebody who could transfer his life into.
Ti o si ni pin.
And his life will not be terminated.
He
got somebody that he can put fire inside and the fire will not quench. He saw a man that can begin to reproduce his kind. He saw a heart that is ready. A heart that is pursuing no other thing. A heart that is ready to drop all at any time that God is asking for what is in his hand. A heart that will not argue. A heart that will not struggle. A heart that will not be considering the heaviness of the sacrifice. If I release my hand, what will I use to walk? What will I use to eat? What will I use to collect gifts? And he can leave his hand. What he left that day, and God started taking notes. God started checking and taking notes. God started following his story.
Jonadab.
He never preached any message. He never did any miracle. He never prophesied any prophecy. But what he produced was never terminated. Because he entered into a kind of discipleship that is different from this one where we are doing. The discipleship that was on the move.
It's
not asked how long you stay in class.
Olua.
Father,
day by me,
meet me, O Lord.
Light
upon me.
Day by me.
Light upon me.
She descending.
Light upon me.
Light upon me.
Light upon me.
They see me.
Let my life become a place you can put your tent and tabernacle. Let my life become your habitation. Your habitation. Let it be a place of rest for you. We are more than 120 as I'm looking at us.
How many were there on Pentecost?
And how many were there on the day of Pentecost? And God found an habitation, a place of rest in their lives, and they turned the whole world upside down. Up to today, the fire they started has not quenched. How did they do it? What is taking your place in my life? That you can't find a place to rest and relax.
Oluwa,
God, make me a dwelling place and come and dwell in me.
Are you praying
now?
We hope the message you have just listened to has challenged you to greater heights in God. Take a step of obedience in response to the message, and it shall be well with you. For further help, inquiries, counsel, and prayers, contact Porter's House Christian Mission at Bedford, Alata Village, off Ijebode Ibadan Road, at Debayo, Ibadan, Nigeria. Postal address, Box 23602, Mapo Post Office, Ibadan. Telephone 0803-329-1235 or 0807-270-4630. Email porters-house@hotmail.com. Website www.theportersmission.org. God bless you.